Greetings, friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg, and we have been contemplating the beautiful autumn season. And I've been thinking a lot this year in particular about what it would be like to rethink the Michaelmas tide as a movable feast like Easter. When living into the festival life in the cycle of the year as a path of initiation, many occult realities are waiting to be unveiled, renewed, and applied. And one such open secret, which we've been exploring here, is this connection between Michaelmas and Easter. Now, we know that the goal of the Michaelmas festival is to be reborn at the time of death, right? We look around, we've talked about this, and we see the death of nature. How can we be reborn at this time? And we know that the maxim of Easter is that we have to die to be reborn. So it's this reversal between the two, this sort of lemniscate that touches on these two mysteries of death and rebirth in various orders. So Michaelmas, we can really call it a festival of the future that we are co-creating now. And, you know, typically it's celebrated on the fixed date of the 29th of September, right, since the Middle Ages. So not that long ago, the feast day of Saint Michael and all the heavenly hosts. That's what this festival day is called. But we also know that it is a season. It's a tide that begins with the Perseid meteor showers, bringing in the cosmic iron needed to fortify our blood. It's the antidote to the luciferic forces of summer's expansion. And we get this at the end of August. So, yeah, we've been sort of building up to this time, you know, in the dog days of summer even. But now we're entering the next phase, the Draconoid meteor showers radiating from the dragon's eyes, right? This constellation of Draco the dragon is now being activated. And then in late October, we encounter the radiant is the Orion, the constellation of Orion. And this takes us into the All Souls season. So, yeah, we're having this amazing influx of energy from the spiritual worlds coming in. And it really helps us to live into and really recognize that this Michaelmas tide, you know, is a powerful opportunity, and that it can bring us many kinds of experiences if we are open to a reflection. You know, and makes me think of this little verse by Steiner where he says, "Life after death, life before birth. Only by knowing both do we know eternity." Yeah, life after death, life before birth. Only by knowing both do we know eternity. So why am I mixing these two up, right? We know that the Eastertide, this, which is really a threefold festival, right? It's the resurrection, the ascension, Pentecost. These events are what we call movable feasts, because the date changes every year, because it's determined by a cosmic alignment. It's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. So that keeps it fresh. It keeps it in connection with the speaking with the stars, with this great alignment between the heavens and the earth. So what will it do for our experience to bring in the cosmic connection of the alignment of the sun, the moon, the earth to Michaelmas? to include a contemplation of the timing of the new moon after the autumnal equinox. So, yeah, you know, I've always kind of just thought, okay, well, I don't know about that, because we already have this connection between, as I've mentioned, this meteoric activity, this, you know, really is bringing this cosmic clearing on all levels to us, you know. So I never really felt a strong urge to reverse the Easter alignment and apply it to the Michaelmas season. But then this year, I noticed that the first new moon after the autumnal equinox is Saturday, the 14th of October in this year of 2023, and that this will be a solar eclipse. So yeah, that caught my attention. And it's leading me to consider bringing a consciousness of this idea of the movable feast into this cosmic coincidence. You know, of course, I, you know, there's a feeling I have that, yeah, I mean, if we're looking at the first Sunday after the autumnal equinox, after the first new moon, that would be October 15th. And that seems, you know, much too far in, because as I say, we really began this tide at the end of August. So, and we're getting too close now to the All Souls season to really count it as the start of Michaelmas, as we know the start of the Easter festival is with that cosmic alignment. So perhaps since that's the start of Easter, maybe this is the ending, or like the herald of the end for the Michaelmas season. So that's kind of how I've been thinking about it, you know. And of course, it's interesting to parallel it with, you know, this idea of the 15th of August, which is the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, you know, to sort of see a connection there with maybe the start of the Michaelmas season, to connect it in that way, besides this meteoric activity. And, you know, we've been exploring, too, this connection to the creation of a new Vidar festival, you know, that we can conceive of around that August time. So again, maybe this new archangelic being, Vidar, can help us to move into the Michaelmas time as well. So with all of these kinds of things working in me, I really have decided that I really want to propose that we take advantage of this calling to attend the solar eclipse on this first new moon after the autumnal equinox as Michaelic warriors for peace, holding the powers of the sun during the time of darkness. So, yeah, all are invited to tune in and to, you know, sort of bridge it with our project Thought Seed, right? This egregore 1010 that we've been developing here on Reverse Ritual and talking about. This was actually the inspiration for the I Think Speech podcast to begin with. And it really is about co-creating an imagination of the earth as a sun. So maybe you want to look up, you know, what is the timing of the eclipse in your neck of the woods. And then to take a moment during that time to join together on the etheric plane, you know, to rise in our thinking, to meet each other there so that we can be together as spiritual warriors and endeavor to take up the practice of building up positive imaginations on the inner planes as a counterforce to the adversarial forces working in all the worlds. You know, these safety valves, these eclipses, Steiner calls them a safety valve, a release of certain building up of energies, right? We can use them as a key call as a wake-up call to the spiritual powers that are aligned with love and light to enlist their aid. So that when these cosmic and earthly events are happening, we can be part of the cosmic conversation. So our goodwill can become a cosmic energy field for healing, right? As Dion Fortune says, seed ideas in the group mind of humanity. Yeah, we can do that. We can broadcast these seeds instead of just passively allowing these amazing cosmic deeds that are written in the stars to, we don't want to let them pass us by. We want to, you know, contribute. We want to add our highest intentions for the evolution of humanity so that the earth may become a sacred planet, a sun, and every human being a star. So, yeah, I mean, what is sown in our highest thought will grow and bear seed. And now, you know, is the time to harvest that as well. So we can really picture mighty spiritual beings noticing our shining, right? Because when we think in these ways, we do, we shine. And that way we become a beacon that calls for a response. You know, this call and response, this lemniscate opportunity where powerful forces will reply, sending their protection and energy to us on Earth. Then we can work with them to collectively surround any disharmony, embracing with compassion all discord, bringing disease into the light of healing wholeness. So for years now, we've been using a meditative thought seed to work with for this 1010 imagination, which we've been doing, as the name 1010 implies, at 1010 in the morning, 1010 at night, wherever you are. And to do it in a way that employs our soul forces of thinking, feeling, and willing. So I'll suggest again that we use those same verses, or anything really. If you just take a moment and say the Lord's Prayer or the Foundation Stone meditation, or just sit in silent contemplation of, you know, creating an imagination of the earth as a sun while the eclipse is happening, can be a very, very powerful tool. But it all really started for me and my little group of friends here in Chicago when I brought this idea to some friends in one of our study groups on Wednesdays. A friend immediately thought of a verse by Herbert Hahn, which I consider to be aligned with our thinking forces. And we've sort of reworked the translation of it to make it less of a question and more of an action. So the translation that I've been using is, when I think light, my soul shines. When my soul shines, the earth is a star. When the earth is a star, I am a true human being. So I use that verse to stimulate my thinking. And I love to work with verses in reverse, to reverse the verses. So for thinking, the reverse would be, I am a true human being. The earth is a star. My soul shines. I think light. So when we live into that, then we can open ourselves up to the middle realm, the feeling realm. And so, We put together these verses to fill out these soul forces. And for feeling, this is what I say. When I feel love, my heart sings. When my heart sings, the earth resounds. When the earth resounds, I am a true I am. I am a true I am. The earth resounds. My heart sings. I feel love. And then, friends, we put it into our limbs. And here's the verse for willing. When I will life, my hands help. When my hands help, the earth heals. When the earth heals, I am a free human being. I am a free human being. The earth heals. My hands help. I will life. So, yeah, this is something I try to work with every day. I don't always do it twice a day. I don't always do the evening one. Sometimes I'm in bed by 10, but I try to take it into my sleep. And I think in some podcasts coming up, I'll talk a little bit more about what the implications of a solar eclipse are so we can really know what we're getting into here. But this is another very powerful verse that we could use during this time, and it's considered the verse for the Michaelic Age. We must eradicate from the soul all fear and terror of what approaches us from the future. We must acquire serenity in all feelings and sensations about the future. We must look forward with absolute equanimity to whatever may come. And we must think only that whatever comes is given to us by a cosmic guidance full of wisdom. It is part of what we must learn in this age, namely to live without any security in material existence and to live with pure trust in the ever-present help of the spiritual world. Truly, nothing else will do if our courage is not to fail us. For this, let us seek awakening to the reality of the spirit from within ourselves every morning and every evening. So, together, dear friends, we can co-create a new Michaelmas tide, a circle of protection and light in the Christic center of the universe, which has its eternal point within our heart, ever reflecting out to the periphery of eternal becoming. Thank you, dear friends, and I hope to be with you on the inner planes for the eclipse on Saturday, the 14th of October, 2023. Until soon, peace.